ఏతన్మే పృచ్యతసర్వం సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర విజానీహి యతైవేదం విజానీహి యతైవేదం అహం బుద్ధే అనుశాసితః అహం బుద్ధే అనుశాసితః ఏతన్మే పృచ్యతః సర్వం సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర విజానీహి యతైవేదం అహం బుద్ధే అనుశాసితః ఏతన్మే పృచ్యతః సర్వం సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర విజానీహి యతైవేదం అహం బుద్ధేనుశాసితః ఏతన్మే పృచ్యతః సర్వం సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర విజానీహి యతైవేదం అహం బుద్ధేనుశాసితః మాతాజీ ఏతన్మే పృచ్యతః సర్వం సర్వజ్ఞ సకలేశ్వర విజానీహి యతైవేదం అహం బుద్ధేనుశాసితః ఏతత్ ఆల్ దోస్ మీ అంటూ మీ పృచ్యతః ఇంక్విజిటివ్ సర్వం ఆల్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఎంక్వైర్డ్ సర్వజ్ఞ వన్ హూ నోస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సకల ఓవరాల్ ఈశ్వర ద కంట్రోలర్ విజానీహి కైండ్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ యత యాజ్ ఏవ దే ఆర్ ఇదం దిస్ అహం మైసెల్ఫ్ బుద్ధే కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అనుశాసితః జస్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ యూ నో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ద కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ Therefore, may all that I have inquired from you be kindly instructed to me, so that I may be able to understand it as your student. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The inquiries made by Narada Muni are very important for everyone concerned. And as such, Narada requested Brahmaji to deem them suitable so that all others who may come in the line of disciplic succession of the Brahma Sampradaya may also know them properly without any difficulty. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామో రామ రామో హరే హరే. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak in glorification of the Lord. Hare Krishna. This sloka is spoken by Narada Muni to Brahmaji. He is telling, whatever I have asked, please explain to me so that I can understand it as your student. So the context is, the previous chapter, that is second canto, fourth chapter, the verse number 7 onwards, in few slokas, Parikshit Maharaj inquires about the creation of the universe. He asks few questions, how this universe is created and how the devatas are created. Are they done sequentially or parallelly? Can you please explain me all these details? Parikshit Maharaj inquired Sukadeva Goswami. So Sukadeva Goswami, before answering, he offered the prayers. After offering the prayers, now he is answering those questions through Narada and Brahma Samvad. So since Narada Muni also asked similar questions, so Brahmaji answered those questions. I will explain whatever the questions you are asking through Narada Brahma Samvad. So in that way, this Narada Brahma Samvad started in the fifth chapter. In the fifth chapter, second sloka, Narada Muni also asked six questions. How this universe is created? What are the ingredients? How this universe is constructed? With what ingredients? What it is dependent? And after dissolution, where it goes, where it takes shelter. So, in that way, Narada Muni asks questions similar to what Parikshit Maharaj asked in the second canto, fourth chapter. Then, Narada Muni is asking, all this you know, he is asking the Brahmaji, you know everything about creation, just like a person knows about the, if he has avula, amalaki, in his hand, he can know that what is the texture, what is the diameter, and what is the color, everything he can know because he is seeing like this. So similarly, Narada Muni is telling Brahmaji, this whole universe is like amalaki tree within your hand, within your palm. You can see everything. You know all the details. So please explain me. That is how, and you are like a spider. So if we want to construct a home, we need to bring cement, water, iron, wood, so many items and assemble them. But for a spider, it comes alone. It comes alone without any ingredients. It releases the thread from its own mouth. It constructs the whole home. It stays there. Finally, it swallows it. So similarly, you are like that. From the whole creation came from you and it stays and again it goes back inside you. Like that, Narada Muni is glorifying Brahmaji. And he is telling, there is no other source for this universe other than you. You are the one who has created. But at the same time, I see you doing austerity. So that creates doubt in my heart. So on whom you are meditating? Is there any someone else other than you? So that is how Narada Muni inquires. We can see these are the tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. So this is the way to receive knowledge from the spiritual master. This sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, the first guru is Brahmaji. And the first disciple is Narada Muni. So the Narada Muni is asking Brahmaji in this way. Narada Muni knows everything. He knows that who has created the universe, everything. But still, for clarifying the people like all of us, he want to clarify that it is Lord Vishnu who has created. So through this samvad, he is revealing it. Then we can also see the next line is the disciple of Narada Muni is Vyasadeva. He also inquired similarly, I have composed all the Puranas, I have composed Mahabharata. Still I am not feeling satisfied. Can you please diagnose what is my problem? Can you please tell me why I am not feeling satisfied? Then Vyasadeva inquires like that to Narada Muni. Narada Muni clarifies that although you have written all the Puranas and Mahabharata, you did not sufficiently glorify the Supreme Lord. So write one literature in which you need to repeatedly and sufficiently glorify the Supreme Lord. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam came into the Vyasadeva composed Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way we can see the Arjuna also inquired similarly. Arjuna initially he decides I will not fight. He gives various reasons. These are the reasons why I will not fight in the Kurukshetra war. After some time, he again feels that he is indecisive whether to fight or not fight. He feels that even if I don't fight also, I can't beg and live. So, what to do? So, finally, he surrenders to the Supreme. Krishna, Karpanya doso pahataswabhava pruchyami tvam dharma sammoda cheta yasreyas nichitan bruhitan me sishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapannam. I am your disciple. Please instruct me. So that is how Arjuna surrenders to Krishna. Till then Krishna was just hearing only. He is not, he did not give any answer. Only when Arjuna surrendered and he sincerely want to seek the advice, then only Krishna spoke. We can see even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sarvam Bhattacharya Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuously hearing for 7 days. He never spoke. Only when Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya asked him, now can you speak? Are you understanding or not? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. So, in that way, we can see only the suggestion or advice can be given when the receiver is serious enough to take it. Like one devotee was telling, he went to one senior devotee to ask, he want to purchase some land in one of the holy place. He went and told Prabhuji, I want to purchase this land in this particular holy place. That devotee told okay. The senior devotee told okay. Then some more conversation happened. At the end, he asked Prabhuji, can I purchase the land there in that holy place? The senior devotee told, he gave some reasons. Prabhuji, why you did not tell all this before? This senior devotee told, before you are informing me. You are not asking my advice. You came and told, can I am purchasing. Okay, purchase. Now you are asking, can I purchase? So, that's why I am giving you the all these details. Unless someone is eager to receive instruction, better to mind our own business. I was at my brother's home. They have a small daughter, 4 years old. Accidentally, she has thrown the speaker on the floor. So it was a little bit damaged. My brother was there, I was there, and my sister-in-law was there. So we picked up the speaker. From inside, I am feeling I should not speak. But somehow I spoke. I told, do you know this costs 3,000 rupees? It is getting destroyed. So that girl told, is it belong to you or ours? I did not expect that question. So I just remained silent. Then she told, then why are you saying it costs 3,000 rupees? So what she means is, even if it spoils also, our money only getting wasted. What is your business in that? Like, of course, small children, they observe the events in their homes. And similar events repeat next time. They use those words, although they don't mean it. But still I was reminded, better to mind our own business unless someone asks the advice. But here, Narada Muni is seriously inquiring. He is inquiring, I am your student. I want to receive this knowledge. Please explain me and explain in such a way that I can understand this subject. So, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu tells, there are three kinds of teachers. First teacher is one who loves the subject. He is a good teacher because he loves what he is teaching. Better teacher is one who loves the teaching profession. He likes to teach. And the best teacher is one who loves the students. When he loves the students, he wants to communicate the message. For that purpose, he gets whatever is needed. If knowledge is required, skills, values, whatever is required, he gains all those things and then teaches. So, that's such kind of teacher. He can teach even the complex subject in a very simple manner that everyone can understand it. I remember when I was doing M.Tech, we have one subject, stochastic processes and queuing theory. They call it as SPQT. It is a hardcore subject. We have to take. So, the teacher is very good. He is actually from very good university, from foreign. But I can't understand anything, whatever he is telling. It doesn't mean others are not. The toppers, they are able to relate. They answer. For me, it is just a show happening. He is telling and they are answering. Somehow I passed that exam. But sometimes the complex subjects, it is very difficult to grasp. That's why here Narada Muni is telling, please speak in a way that I can understand. I can grasp it. Because in Saturday, with few boys, every Saturday I hear one recorded lecture. Then I ask them, can you repeat, share one point from the class? Some of the boys, they hear 45 minutes and they can't share one point also. I was wondering whether what exactly, they don't know the language or what exactly is the problem, why they are not able to grasp it, although they heard 45 minutes. And one oral exam I have taken for one teacher, one Bhakti Shastri teacher, he taught to Ishopanishad and he called me as an external examiner. So I went. I need to ask the questions in the Zoom only and they will answer. I asked the question, what is meant by Isha? So Ishopanishad means Isha. He told, I will answer, Prabhuji, just give me some time. So he took two minutes and he couldn't answer. Isha means Supreme Lord. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Isha. That is answered in the first sloka only. So the teacher is a little depressed. I taught the whole Ishopanishad. He can't understand what is Isha also. And now we need to give him the certificate also. So he was, then I told him, I shared my experience and tried to pacify him. I told, I taught the first six chapters. Again and again I spoke about Nishkama Karma Yoga. In the oral exam, I called one more devotee. He asked, what is Nishkama Karma Yoga? The student asked, not doing Varnashram duties. So actually, Nishkama Karma Yoga means do Varnashram duties without expecting results. But she told, not doing Varnashram duties is the Nishkama Karma Yoga. So like this, many times and one more time, I was taking class for a few of the new people. I was telling, God is a person, God is not light. That point I was repeating again and again, because in the movies they show when the devotee leaves body, a light is coming out and that light goes and merges in the big light like that. God is not like a light, but he is a person. That I was repeating in the end to test whether they understood, we have some multiple choice questions. I gave one multiple. Who is God? And one is God is a person, second is God is light, and third, fourth are there. So many of them answered, God is light, God is light. So I was why I am not able to communicate. I was thinking, why they are not able to understand, why they are saying God is light. So, Burijan Prabhu writes in the Art of Teaching book, he tells there are two reasons why it don't get registered. One of them is wandering minds. Although they are in the class, they are somewhere. Means mind is not here. So when mind analysis, whatever is heard, then it gets registered in the memory. So generally whatever we see through the senses, that don't register into the memory so quickly. We see, for example, a peacock through our eyes. That stays some time in our mind, in our memory. But that, if that information passes to the mind, then mind analyzes. Whatever is related to peacock in the previous storage, it removes all those things. Okay, I saw peacock there also, I saw peacock here also. All those thoughts related to the peacock, all of them come into the mind. And mind's functions are sankalpa vikalpa. I like it, I don't like it. So mind decides, I like peacock or I don't like peacock, based on the previous experiences. Previously I went to this peacock near, it attacked me, so I don't like it. Or previously I went near the peacock, it spread its tail and it is very panoramic view, very beautiful, I like it. So in that way, mind decides I like or I don't like. Then intelligence discriminates. Intelligence, oh, previously it attacked me, now also this may also attack me, so better to respect it from a distance. So that is how mind, intelligence decides. Or previously it gave me pleasure by spreading its tail, now also if I wait some more time, it may spread its tail, I can see the beauty of that peacock. So in that way, when we analyze in that way, then it registers into the memory. So only when only senses are involved, it don't register. Senses, mind and intelligence, when they are involved, then it registers into the memory. So that's why they hear the whole class but not able to repeat a point, because only senses are active. Mind, they are not analyzing in the mind, they are not analyzing with the intelligence. So that's why it stays for some time. And the second reason he tells is, one is wandering the minds. Second is, he tells is, no prerequisite knowledge. So if we go to school, they teach in a systematic way. First they teach the numbers, then they teach the additions, then they teach subtraction, then multiplications, divisions, then they teach the equations, then integrals, differentiation, integration, all those things. Suddenly if we take a child into the class where integration and they are taught, he is bewildered, he can't understand anything. He may mug up little bit and try to reproduce, but he can't understand. Similarly here also, they came, they don't have any concept what is God and all those things. What they hear is, all that is, because I was emphasizing more on light in the class. When I asked them back, what they remember is the word only, because they don't know the concept. They heard the word light, so now here in the multiple choice question, light is there. Okay, God is light. Immediately they are answering, because the prerequisite knowledge is not there. So that's why Burijan Prabhu tells, for such things, codes, sutras are required so that students can memorize, like a 3C formula I heard when in 2007-8. Still I remember, because it is given in a sutra format. Three cancers of mind, compare, complain, criticize, 3C. So since it is given in a sutra format, we can remember it for a long time. Or even in the questions, the Arjuna gives arguments, that also we can remember in sutra. CDEF, compassion, D, destruction for family, tradition, E, enjoyment loss, F, fear of sin. So in that way, if we remember through sutras, it is easy to remember. And Burijan Prabhu tells, also give the relevant information only, and periodically repeat it again and again, because we tend to forget it. And do activities like some skit or experiential learning, that kind of way, in that way students can remember. And also through question answer, clarify the doubts. He tells Prabhupada used to clarify many of the students' doubt through question answers. In that way, they can remember it. However, sometime Prabhupada did not clarify. He gives one example in that book. Prabhupada was teaching two class in Philippines. Many Indians and many local people, they attended. At the end, one of the person, he got up and he started asking question. Long question, 2-3 minutes he spoke. And it is not very clear also. Prabhupada told, have you finished? He told, no. Then he took another 2 minutes. Prabhupada again asked, have you finished? He told, no. Another 3 minutes he spoke. Finally, he told, have you finished? He told, yes, I have finished. Prabhupada told, sit down. Any other question? So, Prabhupada, sometimes when it is not very clear, he used to skip that questions. So, in that way, we can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, whenever it is not very clear, the speaker used to explain it very clearly, like Jadavarat pastime, the forest of material enjoyment. He gives a very big analogy. There is a merchant, he went to the forest, there thieves are there, they stole his money. Then he went and took care shelter of the swans, and he was cheated by vultures, all this. Parikshit Maharaj tells, I can't understand what you are telling. Then he tells, merchant is the living entity, senses are the thieves are the senses, vultures are the bogus gurus, swans are the pure devotees. In that way, he explains. Also in the fourth canto, we can see the Puranjan pastime. There also, there is one king, he has a wife, he has a friend named Avijnata, and there is one girl called Kalakanya, all those things, one serpent is there. Then Prachina Parishad tells, I am attached to fruitive activities, I can't understand what you are telling. So then he tells, actually the king is the living entity. And the Avijnata, the friend, is the super soul. And Kalakanya is the old age. The serpent is the life air with 5 hoods. In that way, he explains. Similarly, the Haryas was pastime in the 6th canto. There also, Daksha, he took birth. In the first birth, he offended Lord Shiva. Then he got the goat head. Then he gave up the life and he took birth from the Prachetas. He offered prayers to the Supreme Lord. He married Asikni. And then he got Haryaswas, 10,000 sons. And he sent all of them to Narayana Saras to do the austerity before getting married. Narada Muni saw all of them. Narada Muni felt, oh, these are already purified. Why they should enter the household life? Better they should be directly perform the bhakti. So he went and told, there is one kingdom. Only one king is there. And there is a hole. Having entered that hole, no one returns back. And there is a river there, which flows in both the directions. And there is one unchaste woman, and one revolving object with sharp razors. So, Aryaswas understood it. But those who are in that assembly, and future generations like us, we may not be able to understand. That's why Sukadeva Goswami clarifies that king is the Supreme Lord. And the hole, having entered, no one returns back, is the Vaikuntha Lok. By going there, no one comes back. And that river that flows in 2 directions, that is the creation and annihilation. So when the Supreme Lord Vishnu breathes, the whole creation comes out. When he breathes in, again it goes back. In that way, it is flowing in the 2 directions. So in that way, and that revolving object is the time. And there is a swan which is making sound. So that is the Vedic literature. Swan means it discriminates between the water and milk. It separates. Similarly, the Vedic literatures, they tell which activities will bind us and which activities will liberate us. In that way, the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam always clarified when the subject is not understandable. So here we can see, when it is not clear, better to, there is nothing wrong in asking for clarification. Like Arjuna, we can see in the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter 4th verse, he tells, you are junior to sun god, How did you, because Krishna tells, I taught this same knowledge 12 crore years ago to sun god. Arjuna inquires, we both are together, we are just 90 years old. So how did you teach this knowledge to sun god? So similarly, the previous chapter only Krishna told, Shraddha vanto anasuyanto, those who have faith, they get liberation. So Krishna did not say, don't you have faith in my words? I just now told those who have Shraddha, they can get liberation. It is not having faith. Arjuna has faith, but at the same time he want to clarify. So there is nothing wrong in that. And the mood in which he was asking is to know, not in a challenging mood. So such kind of things are always welcome. And but the challenging way, it should not be answered. Once Prabhupada was in the Delhi, in the LIC grounds, they made a big pandal, 10-day program. And on the fifth day, one of the hippie with long hair and wearing the leather shoes, he want to climb the pandal. The disciples of Prabhupada, they were pushing him. When Prabhupada saw, Prabhupada told, please allow him. Prabhupada asked him to sit on the stage. Prabhupada told, keep one microphone to him. And everything is given. Then, now you ask what you want. So that person told, have you self-realized? And he is expecting answer no. Then he can answer more. Then Prabhupada told, yes. So he was taken back and he asked the next question. Okay. You, in your class, you are telling Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago, but other speakers are telling 1,500 years ago. Tell me why you are teaching wrong, something like that. So Prabhupada told, first you answer my question, what is the mood to receive the Gita knowledge? This person told, I have asked the question first, so you need to answer me. Prabhupada told, I am not your servant, I am Krishna's servant. So you need to clarify, then only I will go ahead. So in that way there is a heated argument. Many of the people who are sitting in that place, they are, Swami is becoming angry. How come Swami is becoming angry? And some of them left. Even the organizers were concerned, why the Swami is calling, first of all, he called him on the stage and he gave him the microphone and now he is debating with, arguing with him. They are also concerned. But Prabhupada, after the everything is settled, Prabhupada again continued his class and tells, the way to receive spiritual knowledge is by humble inquiry, not by the challenging questions. So, in that way, we can see the disciple is asking the guru to receive the knowledge. And if the disciple is foolish sometime, he may not be able to get, even the guru communicates nicely, he can't understand. There is one guru and four disciples. They were traveling in the bullock cart. The guru told, you are all foolish people. Don't do anything without my permission. They told, okay. And they were traveling and he was sitting on the edge of the bullock cart. The guru was sleeping and his head was moving side to side. In that time, the turban fell down. The turban fell down. After some time, he woke up and he saw turban is not there. He inquired the disciples, where is my turban? It fell down. It went. Why didn't you pick up? You told us not to do anything without your permission. So he told, okay, anything that falls down, pick up. Then the journey started. Again, he slept. After some time, when he woke up, next to his luggage, there is a cow, bull dung is there. The guru asked, why you kept the dung here? You only told whatever falls, pick it up. So the bull dung fell down, so we picked it up. Immediately he told, no, give me a list. And he wrote all the, what all to my stick, or the books, or turban, clothes. He gave a big list. If anything from this fell down, you pick it up, that much only. Then they are traveling, and there is a big ditch, and the guru fell down. he asked them, hey, pick me up. They started watching the list. List mein aapka naam nahi. In the list, your name is not there. So he told, give that list. He took the list and wrote his name. Then they picked him up. So in that way, sometimes the disciples are foolish. Then it is, they may not be able to understand even though Guru is communicating. Sometimes even the Guru and disciple both are intelligent, but if the communication is not clear, like Bhaktisar Maharaj in Ocean of Mercy, he writes, his first service in Mayapur temple was in cooking. So he went to the first day to kitchen. The one person who was guiding him, he told, there is a dry wood outside, keep it inside, I will come in 5 minutes. And he did not tell how much to keep. By the time he came back, he filled the whole kitchen with the wood. So much. So he told, keep only 10% and remove all the 90%, because communication is not very clear. And he also don't have knowledge in that field, how much is required. Our Prabhupada told the disciples in Australia, offer bhoga every day. And he gave some more instructions. They did everything. After some time when Prabhupada went, they told, we are doing everything, but except that bhoga we are not able to offer, because we asked many people, what is the recipe for bhoga? We can't get it. No one is telling how to make that bhoga. So, in that way, sometimes the communication is not clear, then also it is not possible. Similar, but sometimes the guru can communicate even through body language also. Sometimes when Prabhupada looks up, immediately the servant understands fan need to be on. When Sanatana Goswami, he gave 7,000 gold coins to the jailer and he escaped the jail with Ishan, he was traveling. They were going and finally they went to Hajipur. There they met the Srikanta. So he gave him he asked them, please stay here for 2-3 days. Sanatana Goswami told, no, I can't stay. Please help me to cross the Ganges. I want to go and meet Lord Chaitanya at Benares. So he gave him one costly woolen blanket. He took that blanket and he went there. He went and he reached the Chandrasekhar's house. So Lord Chaitanya told, there is one Vaishnava outside. Please bring him in. That Chandrasekhar Acharya, he went and saw, no one is there. He came, went inside, no one is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, is there anyone there? Yes, one Dharavesha is there, otherwise no one else is there. Bring him in. He brought him in and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces Sanatana Goswami. Then they cry on each other's shoulder and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keeps him and he starts cleaning his body. Sanatana Goswami tells, please don't touch me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, I am touching you to purify myself. By the power of your bhakti, you can purify the whole universe. Like that he cleanses his body and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, go take shaura, do the shaving and then take new clothes. So the Chandrasekhar Acharya gives him new clothes after taking bath in the Ganges. He told, no, I want a old clothes only. So finally he brings one old dhoti. He cut it into his outer garment and kopin. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard he wore only old clothes, he was very happy. In our ashram also, I know a few devotees who only collect the rejected clothes and wear, because I am in the department, I know. Of course, new clothes also one need to wear, because Prabhupada told first dress and then address. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanatana Goswami to one Brahmana. He will give you full meals every day. Sanatana Goswami told, no, I will not take full meals from one person. I do madhukari. I will collect from various homes and then only I will accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear all this. But he was looking again and again at that costly woolen blanket. Just by looking at that, he understood, okay, he did not approve it. Then Sanatana Goswami went to Bank of Ganges. One Bengali mendicant, he washed his torn quilt and drying it there. So Sanatana Goswami went and told, my dear sir, can you do one favor? I will please accept this woolen blanket and give me your torn quilt. He told, why are you joking with me? He told, no, I am not joking with you. I am serious. Please take this woolen blanket and give me your torn quilt. Then when he took it and came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was happy. He just told, Yeah, you are doing Madhukari. With this costly blanket, if you go to Madhukari, we will only become fun in front of others. So Krishna removed this last material attachment also from you. That is how, in that way, Guru, just by glances also, he can communicate just through glances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu communicated that he need to remove that attachment. And also he reveals in the heart also, we can see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to recite one sloka in front of Radhayatra. That sloka tells, now the Chaitra Masa is there, moonlight nights are there, I want to go to the Reva river. Under that river there is a Vetasi tree, I want to enjoy there like that. It appears that ordinary boy-girl discussion. No one understands the meaning of the sloka except Swarup Damodar. So, but Rupa Goswami, when he was in Puri, he heard that sloka. Then he wrote another sloka explaining the meaning of that sloka. He wrote it in that hut on the roof. He has kept it and he went for the taking bath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after every day, after Uppala Boga is a boga that is offered near Garuda Stambha on a stone slab. After attending that Uppala Boga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits this Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur. If one of them is not there, he meets the other people. When he went there, he saw that sloka kept there. He removed it and he read it and he was in ecstasy. At that time only Rupa Goswami came and he offered obeisances and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly slapped him and made him sit on his lap and he told, how you understood my intention? This no one understand, but how you are able to understand it? Then he explains to Swarup Damodara Goswami how Rupa Goswami is able to understand my mind. So Swarup Damodara Goswami tells, it is because of your mercy only he is able to understand. So in that way, even when Prabhupada, that sloka actually is spoken by Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra. At Kurukshetra, she was seeing Krishna, but with all the royal dress, horses, elephants, chariots, she did not like. So she tells, I want to take you to the Yamuna bank, where you wear the simple dress, forest flowers. So that is the actual meaning of that sloka. Similarly, when Prabhupada also wrote that Vyasapuja offering, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told. Actually, he told his senior disciples, how this Abhay Charan is able to understand my intentions so clearly. So that's why we can see, Yasya Deva Para Bhaktir Yata Deve Tada Guru. Tasya Veti Katita Arda Prakashante Mahatmana. So one who has unflinching faith in Supreme Lord and also to the Guru, the meaning of the Vedic scriptures is revealed to him. Also in Guru Puja we sing Divya Jnana Hrude Prakashito. The Guru reveals the knowledge in the heart. So similarly here, Narada Muni is telling, please explain me in such a way I can understand this. I want to understand this. Please explain me in a way. So this it comes in the third canto. What exactly is the Narada Brahmaji? Is the Brahmaji creator, or he created based on something? We can see there Vidura asks similar questions to Maitreya. Sukai karmani karoti loko natai sukam vanyadoparamam va vindeta bhuyat tatayeva dukkam yadatra yuktam bhagavan videnna. So people in this world, they were doing so many activities for getting happiness, but instead of getting happiness they are getting only distress. So is there any way to remove their distress? Then Maitreya tells, soham runam sulla sukaya dukkam mahadgatanam viramaya tasya pravartate bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshat bhagavan rushibhya. So for the small happiness people in this world, they are going so much misery. To remove that, I will speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, which is spoken by the Bhagavan to Rishi. The Rishis are the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras, they took the way of Ganges from higher planets. They went to the lower most planet. Their Sankarsana is there. From Sankarsana, they heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the four Kumaras, Sanat Kumara explained this to Sankhyayana Muni. Sankhyayana Muni explained this to the Parasara. Parasara explained it to Maitreya. So Maitreya is telling the same Srimad Bhagavatam, I will explain you now. Only this Bhagavatam will mitigate the distress of other people. Then he tells, Brahmaji, he was meditating. He is trying to search the, when he took birth on the lotus, he was trying to see, is there anyone else? And what is the root? He turned to the four directions. His eyes turned to four directions and he got four heads. Then he was searching, but he couldn't find anyone. I am standing here on this lotus means, if I go down this stem, there will be root. So I will find the root. Then he went there, but he couldn't find the root. Finally, he came back to the lotus and he started meditating for a long time. After meditating for a long time, for 100 years, then he got the darshan of the Lord. So the darshan of the Lord is described there. You can imagine a coral mountain with a golden peak, and there are waterfalls on that mountain, and there is a nice sky around. So the darshan of the Lord is compared to that. The beauty of the Lord defeated the beauty of that coral mountain. And the golden helmet on the Lord's head, it defeated the beauty of the golden peak of that mountain. And the waterfalls, the Lord's garland, it defeated the beauty of the waterfalls on that mountain. And the yellow dhoti that he was wearing actually defeated the beauty of the sky. That is how it is described. Then it is compared to the Lord's beauty to sandalwood tree. Just like sandalwood tree is covered with so many creepers and flowers, similarly, Lord's body is also covered with so many jewels. And sandalwood tree, because of its scent, it attracts the snakes. Many snakes wrap around the sandalwood tree. Similarly, there are many hoods of Ananta over the Lord. In that way, Brahmaji, he saw the beauty of the Lord, he saw the form of the Lord, and he started offering the prayers. Yetu tvadiya charanam bujakosha gandam jigranti karna vivarai srutivatanitam bhaktya gruhita charana parayacha tesham napaisenada hrudayam burhasva pumsam. So when we stand on the lake, and if there are so many nice lotuses, the breeze carries the aroma and we can smell it. Similarly, the Lord's lotus feet is compared to lotus. And to smell that lotus feet, the breeze, that is the Vedas. Vedas carry the breeze. And we need to smell that breeze through the ears. So basically hearing the sound vibration of Vedic scripture is the smelling the lotus feet of the Lord. In that way, if someone do bhakti, napaisi nada hrudayam burhaswapumsam, from such people heart, Lord never leaves. And also Brahmaji tells, kshutru tridatu variha muhrardamana sitoshna vata varsai ritaret rascha kamagnina chutarusa sudurbarena sampasyate manavurukrama sidate me kshutru tridatu vir. So these people are suffering with the hunger, thirst, and also heat, cold, and also lust, anger. In that way people are suffering by seeing that my heart is in distress, Brahmaji is telling. Then he tells, tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrussaroja asse srutekshita pato nanunada pumsam yadyadya urugaya vibhavayante tattad vapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. Who do bhakti yoga to you, and srutekshita pato, sruti means Vedas, they see through the Vedas and then do the bhakti yoga. For such people, the form they are attached to, In that form only you reveal to yourself. In that way, Brahmaji offers prayers and he begs forgiveness, he begs a benediction from the Lord. I am engaged in the creation of the universe. I may get overpowered by this passion and get deviated. Please protect me from this fall down. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, path of spiritual life is like edge of sharp razor. Little inattentiveness will create the havoc and bloodshed, like that Prabhupada writes. Then Brahmaji, another prayer he offers, the prayer that we do to wake up the deities. So sauvadabra karuno bhagavan vivruddha prema smitena nayanam buraham vijrumban uttaya vishwa vijayaya cheno vishadam madhva girapanaya tat purusha purana. So O Lord, with your smiling face and also by opening your eyes, please create auspiciousness and also remove the distress of this world through your nectarian words, like that. Brahmaji offers prayers and he becomes silent. Then Lord understands, Lord tells, whatever you are praying, you are in your mind you want to create this universe, whatever you are aspiring, that is already granted. So since your mind is always fixed on me, you will never fall down, you will never, the mode of passion will never overpower you. In that way, Lord blesses Brahmaji. And Lord also tells, Purtena tapasa yajnair danair yoga samadina radham nishreya sampumsam matpritir tatvat vitmatam. If someone do tapas or yajna or charity or anything else, all those are meant for matpriti, for the Lord's satisfaction only. Then only that is the goal of doing any activity. Then he tells, Aham atma atmanam data preshta sanspreya samapi ato mai ratim kurya deha deryat krute priya. I am the most dearest to every living entity. People, they consider their body or bodily related things as dear, but actually I am the most dearest person. So that's why people need to develop attraction to me, not to the other things. That is how Lord clearly tells that everyone should worship him. By saying that, Lord disappeared. Then Brahmaji, he sat on the lotus and again he did tapasya for 100 years. Then he saw strong wind there, which is actually the lotus on which he is there is shaking. Then by the power of his austerity, he drank all that wind. Then he can see the whole universe. Then Brahmaji entered the whole of the universe and he divided into 3 regions to make the 3 worlds. So here we can see Narada is asking who created this universe and what are the ingredients and what is the shelter after dissolution, where it goes. Brahmaji, he clearly tells, I am not the creator. Actually, I am the secondary creator. Lord Vishnu is the primary creator. I only do the secondary creation. So in this way, we need to take this knowledge in the Guru Parampara only. Prabhupada, Acharya say that if we go to other, Putana is the false guru. So if we take knowledge from other places, it is like taking knowledge from Putana, like king is there. There is one person, Bhagavan Das. So this Bhagavan Das, he meets the king and king likes his company. He is spending so much time with him. The other ministers, they become envious. Why the king is spending so much time with this Bhagavan Das? So they finally devise a plan. We will never allow this Bhagavan Das to meet the king. They tell the security, don't allow this person. So whenever he comes, security sends him back. So king, after a few days, he asks, where is this person, Bhagavan Das? They say he died. So the king tells, okay, king feels sorry for that and he thinks like that. Finally, the Bhagavan Das, he devises a plan. The king goes in this way, let me climb the tree without unknowing to anyone. When the king comes, I will wave my hand and I will call him. In that way, I will show that I am not died. So the king is one day traveling on the day. Bhagavan Das, who is there on the branch of the tree, he calls the king, "I am here, I am here." When king says, "Hey, he is alive," he tells the ministers, "He is alive. You all told he died." "No, no, he died. It is the ghost. His ghost who is there actually." Then the king, "Oh, is it?" Then he goes away. Similarly, the king is the living entity, and the Bhagavan Das is the Krishna, and this. People, whoever is the these ministers, they are all the false gurus, like scientists, etc., who gives various knowledge how the universe is created, how the living entities are created. So they want to take away that faith. Sometimes the living entity gets little faith. Oh, God may be there. Universe might be created by him. Immediately they want to break that faith. No, no, it is actually not true. And also our own mind is also a pseudo guru. It tells all the people are enjoying so nicely. Maybe Hare Krishna people are cheating me. I am missing so many things. They are doing so much sense gratification. Actually, what the missing is the suffering only. It is mentioned that by doing sense gratification, money will be lost because nothing comes freely. Then the health spoiled, then we need to undergo that pain. Then again money need to be given to the doctor. Sometime when the sin overboards, then police also arrest. At the end of life, Yamadutas also arrest for doing this particular. In that way, suffering comes in the several ways. But by doing this bhakti, we actually miss all that suffering. We need to, by this, we need to develop faith in our Guru and the Vaishnavas. The Prakruta Sahaja, he feels myself and Krishna, nothing else, no one else. Whereas Prakruta Bhakta, he feels myself, Krishna and Guru. Whereas Harinama Bhakta, he feels myself, Krishna, Guru and Vaishnavas also there. So, he respects the Vaishnava Guru also. He serves the Vaishnavas also. He worships the Lord. So we all, by keeping faith in the scriptures and Guru, serving the Vaishnavas, we can try to move towards the Harinam. I can try to move towards the Harinam Bhakta. With this, I will stop here. Anyone has any queries? Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.